I think one of the biggest problems in life is we don't give ourselves enough credit for our limitless capacity. So this lady yesterday was saying to me she found it surprising that there were more possibilities of moves in the game of chess than there are stars in the sky. And I said, well, you know, there is more possibilities for thought, thoughts, two thoughts coming together and making an idea in the human mind than there is atoms in the entire universe. We are completely without any limit at all. If there's any limit, it's firstly limits we place upon ourselves because of the constrictions we've taken on board within our society, and the simple limitation of only having 168 hours in a week. That's quite an interesting limitation, and we have to work around that. So if you are completely limitless in your potential, then you must also be completely powerful. You are completely powerful because you have the option to attain whatever you want. It might take you several weeks, it might take you several years, it might take you a couple of decades, but whatever it is you want to aim towards, you just aim towards it and eventually you'll get there. It's just like a journey. There is hardly anywhere in this world, I presume, that you could think, I want to go there, and you wouldn't be there within 3 months at least if you wanted to go. I mean, you know, even if you wanted to go from, say, Britain to Australia, as far as I know, it takes about 10 hours on an aeroplane. So that's 10 hours. It's not 3 months or 20 years, is it? It's really not that big an issue to get from one place to another. So if we know we can get from one physical place to another, why do we find it so difficult to achieve anything else that we want? I really just can't see it. Okay. So the point that I want to make here is, if you aim for the stars and you fall back a little, you've still got a fairly long way. You know, if you decide that you're going to start up some kind of money-making project and you aim for £100,000, but you only get a tenth of the way, you're still £10,000 richer than you were if you hadn't made the effort. If you aim for £1,000,000, but you only get a tenth of the way, you're still £100,000 richer than you would have been if you didn't make the effort. So if nothing else, correlate what you want to achieve in those two things. Think to yourself, even to get to Australia, it would only take me 10 hours on an aeroplane. You'd probably have to sit at the airport for about 3 hours, and of course you'd have to make the decision to buy the ticket and pack your bag and all the rest of it. But, you know, within a day or two, you could be in Australia, right? I've no idea why you'd want to go there. I'm just saying it's a long way away, but it's easily achievable. So that's one thing. If we can get to Australia, which we can't even see, within a day, I think we can probably do pretty much anything else we want in life, can't we? It really depends how much of an inner fire burning that you've got. You know, if that inner fire is absolutely burning, you'll go full steam ahead. I mean, it takes people a long time to learn the piano. I started from scratch at the age of 17. 4 years later, by the age of 21, I was teaching in free schools, piano, and I was building my own network of private pupils. So within the further year, I dropped the schools and I just carried on teaching in the evenings to, you know, children and adults who wanted to play the piano, and I went out to their homes. That took me 4 to 5 years to achieve from a standing start. I couldn't play the piano, and then I was teaching it full time as my career, and it's been my career ever since. I've had moments where I've been a professional tailor, I've put together a catering company, and I've had one or two other business interests, but for over 30 years I have mainly earned my crust from teaching the piano and other instruments, trumpet, saxophone, clarinet, drums, guitar, flute even, you know, you name it, trombone. But essentially, it took me 4 years. 4 years. I don't know if anyone else has ever done that. But the reason I was able to do it was I had a big inner fire. It said, I want to become a professional pianist. I want to learn the piano as quickly as I can so I can make a career out of it, so I don't have to go and stack shelves in a supermarket. That was a big incentive. I had an ambition. My inner fire drove me to take the steps necessary to produce the big result at the end. And here I am, I'm guessing it's something along the lines of, I don't know, 35 years later. I'm still earning my crust, playing and teaching the piano. Not bad, eh? Took me 4 years from scratch, nothing. So I reckon you could pretty much achieve anything you really want to in life. You know, and I tell myself that every single day, and I write down what I want, and I put photos of what I want on my phone and on my laptop screen, you know, so I can see those all the time. This is what I'm aiming at. Come on, chip away a little bit every day. The only difficulty is, as you become an adult, you have to sustain yourself somehow or other, and there are a lot of things come in, like bills, going out to the pub with friends, holidays, clothes, food, and all that junk that people like, you know, insurance, pensions, makeup, magazines, and all the other crap that they buy, which, you know, haircuts, I don't know. I don't spend my money on any of it, and I still struggle. But nevertheless, despite struggling, I learned the piano in 4 years, and I'm still teaching the piano. And I've got better. I've got better at playing the piano and teaching the piano over the years, right? You can do whatever it is you want. Just decide what you want and decide how you're going to get there, and then put those steps, implement them week by week, but believe each step is valuable to get you to where you want to go. The only way you can't get there is by not starting or just giving up en route. That's the only way. In any other case, you're just going to achieve what it is you want. You might have to throw some bath water out in order to get what you want. It might be that the thing that's preventing you from getting it is that you're doing something else that's taking up a great deal of your time and energy. So maybe you need to sideline that and start afresh. One of the best ways to do it is to just go and move. Go and live somewhere completely different. Take on board a whole new set of problems. And then in your spare hours, just totally devote yourself to the new project. That's a brilliant way to do it if you really want to get something done. I mean, I did that with the piano. I was learning the piano in Worcestershire, and then I just up sticks and went and learnt the piano in Essex. Brilliant. Fantastic. And then I came back to Worcestershire and started my little teaching business. Okay. That's it, really. Decide what you want, but make sure you've got enough inner fire to propel you towards what it is. So easy to kid ourselves that we want something or other, but from one year to another, we just never seem to make the steps towards it, do we? Either you just don't want it, or you haven't stoked up your inner fire. The number one thing I find that prohibits me from achieving anything is me devoting too much of my emotion and energy to other people, what they're doing. Well, once you start cutting yourself off from that, you find you've got more inner drive and energy towards the things you want, and you can focus much, much better. And then if you take a few months out from worrying about other people, focus on your things, you'll be a better person at the end of it. Your relationship with those people will be much better. And, you know, it's going to be much stronger because you have gone that much further ahead. Whatever you want to do, decide what you want to do, implement steps, stoke up your inner fire and just fucking make it happen.